Mac Ward studies computer science at the University at Buffalo. He and his team placed first for their idea of the Scroller app. It's a program that allows people to scroll a page on the internet using only the human eye and standard computer technology. The group came up with the idea in the car on their way to a weekend hackathon at Kent State. Ward says the code writing boot camps are where the world's next big inventions are born.
We only were able to use the limited hardware that we had, so all we were using was a webcam, but that actually ended up making it a lot more universal for other users, so all they needed was a webcam in order to use the app. So it was kind of a nice limitation that we found really beneficial to us.
Hackathons usually give participants a specific time frame to bring their idea to life. Ward's team only had 42 hours to get the Scroller app to work. Nathan Burgers, also at UB, says the Code Fests offer a neutral meeting ground for hackers to network and collaborate.
They are really good ways for people to kind of showcase their skill, make something cool that they've been wanting to make for a very long time that they think is fun, and you find that you get really talented and really interested individuals at these competitions, and you also get to see how well they work in a team.
Burgers earned a prize for most technically difficult hack at MHACS in Michigan a few months ago, so it's not surprising that he thinks it's good for everyone to develop some basic code skills.
Pretty much any technical work done today is done on a computer or with a smart device. I mean, our cars now even have operating systems inside them. So it's important to have computer literacy, certainly, but it should not be compulsory.
Mac Ward agrees and says the interest in hackathons supports the idea that more basic computer science be taught in schools.
Expose them to that mindset of technical thinking in the same way that we require students to take math, because you don't necessarily need to know how to do the complex functions in math, but you need to know the type of thinking that's required to do the math.
The other essential ingredient for a successful hackathon, pizza, and lots of it. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.